Masechet Shavuot, Perek He, Mishnah He. We'll continue talking about a claim that involves mamon, compensation, and knas, penalty payments. Mishnah says, Ganavti et shori. Someone says to another person, you stole my ox. When a person stole an item, and then eventually he's found out, he has to return it, and then also a penalty of equal to the value of the object that he stole. That's called kefil, double. So who amed lo ganavti? And he denies the whole claim. He says he didn't steal anything. And then the person who's coming with the claim against him tells him, "Mashubiacha ani, I'm putting a swear on you that your claim that you didn't steal it is true." Ve'amar amen. And he responded and said, "Amen. I'm telling the truth. I didn't steal anything." Hayav, if he later admitted that he swore falsely, and when he denied that he stole it, he was lying, he is obligated to bring a korban because he denied a claim for mamon, for compensation. He stole something and he was supposed to give it back, so he owes him back the mamon. So he denied that claim against him, so he has to compensate him, and he now has to bring a korban because he denied a mamon claim. Of course, everybody would agree. The second part of the payment, the knas, he would not have to pay because that's not something that if he admitted he would have had to pay. So therefore, only the compensation, everyone would agree, is something that he has to bring a korban for that lie. But if he says, "Ganavti, avalo tavati v'lo macharti," I stole an ox, but I did not slaughter and I didn't sell it. If a person slaughters or sells an ox, he would have to pay 5 times its value. So if he says that, mashbiachani, and then the person coming with the claim against him tells him, "I'm putting a swear on you that what you're saying is true, that you didn't slaughter or sell it." Ve'amar amen, and he later said, "Amen, patur." Then even if he later admits that he was lying and that he swore falsely, he would not be obligated to bring a korban because he admitted that he stole it. So therefore, he admitted mamon, he admitted the compensation that he has to pay. The only thing he denied was the knas payment, was the penalty payment of the 4 or 5, and therefore he would not have to bring korban. As we keep saying, if a person denies something that was a knas, he doesn't have to bring a korban for, because even if he admitted it, he wouldn't have to bring a korban. He wouldn't have to pay it because a person can't admit a knas and then be obligated to pay it. That's not how it works. So therefore, when he took that swear, it didn't save him from anything. Another case, hemit shorecha o et shori. Someone says to him, "Your ox killed my ox, and therefore you have to pay the damages." V'hu omed lo hemit. He says, "No, my ox did not kill your ox, and therefore I owe you nothing." Mashbiacha ani, the person coming with the claim against him says, "Okay, I'm putting a swear on you that what you're claiming is true. What your claim that my ox didn't kill your ox is true." Ve'amar amen, and he said amen. Hayav, if he later admitted that he swore falsely, he would be obligated to bring a korban because he denied a claim for mamon, for compensation. If he talking about an ox that killed his ox, and that's just compensating him for his loss of an ox. So when they find out that he was lying, he would have had to pay for it. So therefore, he only saved him with that swear. He only saved himself with that swear by claiming that it never happened. He saved himself from having to compensate. When they later find out, they say that the Shivuat Pikadon saved him from that payment, so therefore he has to bring a korban. But hemit shorechat avdi, if someone is saying, "Your ox killed my slave," and therefore he would have to pay a penalty of 30 shekel for that, that's what the Torah tells us. If a ox kills a slave, the owner of that ox has to pay 30 shekel. V'hu omed lo hemit. He said, "No, my ox didn't kill him." Mashbiachani, and then the person with the claim is telling him, "I'm putting a swear on you that what you're saying is true. You're claiming that your ox didn't kill my slave. Swear about it." Ve'amar amen, and he said amen. Patur, even in this later case, if he's later on admitting that he swore falsely, he's not obligated to bring a korban because he denied a knas, he denied a penalty payment. Amar lo, another case. Havalta bi ve'asita bi habura. You hit me and you wounded me. And that would obligate the person who attacked him to make payments to the victim. And all of these are considered to be mamon. They're part of compensation for the damage that he caused. And he denies it. He says, "I didn't hit you, and I did not cause you a wound." Mashbiachani, that the person with the claim is again coming against him and saying, "I'm making you swear that what you're saying is true, that you didn't hit me, and that you didn't cause me any wound." Ve'amar amen. He says amen. Hayav, if he later admits that what he swore about was false and that he actually did hit and cause a wound to the person, he would be obligated to bring a korban because he's denying a claim that was part of mammon, that was part of compensation, nothing to do with the knas, and therefore he has to bring a korban. Amar lo avdo. But if his Kanaani slave says to him, he palta et shini, v'simita et ani, he tells him, you knocked out my tooth, or you blinded me, and that would obligate the master to set his slave free. That's the way it works. If a master knocks out the Kanaani's tooth or eye or 24 other limbs that cause permanent damage, he has to set his Eved Kanaani free. And then, v'omed, lohi palti v'lo simiti. But the master is saying, no, I didn't knock out your tooth. I didn't blind you in the eye. Mashbiachani. Then the Kanaani slave tells him, okay, I'm putting a swear on you that you did not knock out my tooth and that you did not blind my eye. If that's true, swear about it. Ve'amar amen. And he says, amen, I didn't do that. Patur. Even if the master later admits that he lied about it, that he swore falsely, he would not be obligated to bring a korban because the freedom that the slave would get for being having his tooth knocked out or his eye blinded is a knas. It's a penalty payment. And therefore, even if he admitted it, he wouldn't have had to give in to that penalty. He wouldn't have had to let the slave go free. He would go free through other means, through proof, through dealing with it with the courts. But his admission wouldn't cause that. So therefore, the swear didn't save him from anything. The swear didn't cause him to not set his slave free. So therefore, we say patur, he would not be obligated to bring a korban. We'll now sum up all of these mishnayot. Zak kelal, this is the general rule. Kol ha-meshalem al pi atzmo hayav, anybody who has to pay a claim by his own admission, if he would have had to pay because he admitted it, which is really mamon, hayav, he's obligated to bring a korban if he swore falsely about it, because these are claims that are compensation, mamon claims. V'she'enu meshalem al pi atzmo patur, but any type of claim who a person would not have to pay through his own admission, patur, he wouldn't be obligated to bring korban if he swore falsely about it, because these types of claims are considered to be knas, penalty payments.